Where were you born?
UK, I'm Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
Which one? You born in Bangladesh, okay.
London, Pakistan.
Pakistan, which part?
I was born in Lahore.
Lahore.
I live in Rawalpindi, I think you live there.
Oh yes, I just spent some time in Pindi, yeah?
London.
Bangladesh.
Somalia.
Mogadishu, Somalia. Good, mashallah. And the sisters of Somalia.
Yes.
Mashallah, bismillah.
Just keep the law.
When did you arrive here, Sheikh?
On the 6th. And my quarantine was supposed to end on the 16th.
Okay.
And my flight to Trinidad on the 17th.
Oh, okay. Did you come straight from Pakistan?
No, no. Oh. The new world is one that you can't go from red to London.
Okay.
You have to go from red to amber.
Okay.
So I chose Albania. And I didn't know I had so many students in Albania and that I would receive such a nice welcome. So I actually extended my stay in Albania for some time. I spent about 17 days. And I found to my happiness that the two countries in that region where Muslims and Christians are living fraternally, Albania and Macedonia. And I arrived here on the 6th and Walaikum Salaam. And now my flight has been cancelled and I'm flying on the 30th. So I got a little time, so we went to Birmingham and I gave a lecture on Afghanistan, the way forward. Last night I was surprised, a masjid in London invited me. The good news. And it was a small masjid that was packed full on biological warfare in Akhirat Zaman. Anybody was there last night? No. Biological warfare in Akhirat Zaman. And in that lecture I declared that biological warfare is something that is monstrously evil and also terrifyingly evil. It is something that we have encountered only when battles were fought, people were fighting in war. But now to see biological warfare being used on civilians, on the world. Monstrously evil and terrifyingly evil. So I said, let me begin the lecture with some good news to give you hope in your heart before we go to the battle. And that is that Allah has said in the Quran, I want you to tell me which surah.
I'm not too sure.
It says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فإذا قرأت القرآن and when you recite the Quran, meaning when you recite the Quran as it ought to be recited, then and only then جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا. Allah places a hijab, a curtain, a barrier, to separate you from the world which does not believe in a hereafter. They worship this dunya. This is the only world. It's a secular world that separates you from them and covers you. and therefore protects you. But what is the proper way to recite the Quran? If the Quran is to provide a hijab to protect you from it, the answer is, we know first of all which surah? Suratul? No. وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ. And when you recite the Quran, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. Which surah? Suratul Isra. Correct. Suratul Isra. You should at least know the name of the surah. And I said that you cannot get that hijab that will protect you in this age of biological warfare unless you recite the Quran the way it ought to be recited. And what is that way? Answer, you must recite your Quran the way that Allah recited it. Did you ever hear before any time that Allah recited the Quran? Did you ever hear this?
No.
Anybody? Never heard it? But it's in the Quran. It's there. It's there in the Quran. Allah is speaking to Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, who is receiving wahi, the first one, the second one, the third one. But he doesn't know where this is going to go. What is it going to be the end? He doesn't know. So Allah speaks to him in the Quran and tells him, Inna alayna jama'ahu wa qur'ana. This is our responsibility. We are going to bring all of these revelations together as a whole. And when we do that, we will then recite the Quran. The next verse, فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ. O Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when we have recited this Quran, you must follow that way of recitation. Have you ever heard this before? Kabine. You never heard this before. Which surah is this? Suratul Qiyamah. This is in the Quran. If you don't believe it, go check it out. Summa inna alayna bayana. After we have recited this Quran for you, and you are reciting the Quran the way we recited it, then we're going to teach you the Quran. So if you want to study the Quran, you must first recite it. You cannot study the Quran unless you are reciting the Quran. So what is the way that Allah recited the Quran? When did he recite it? Anybody can help me? When did Allah recite the Quran? Let me drink some water.
Ramadan,
I need my student, you see. Mujahid has been listening to my lectures. Every Ramadan, Allah recited the whole Quran. even that part which has not as yet been sent down as wahi. Every night the angel Jibreel alayhi salam would come. Now you know all of this, everybody knows this. That every night of Ramadan the angel would come. And the angel will be reciting, but it is not the angel, it is Allah reciting. Allah does it through the angel. So on the first night, you recite the first part. And on the second night, the second part. Until you complete the whole Quran by the end of Ramadan. And every year this took place. Every year. So this is a subject you have to read my book. What's the name of the book? What's the name of the book? The Quran and the Moon. The Quran and the Moon. It is printed in Lahore. We have it in English, we have it in Urdu. No, not yet in Urdu. The Urdu translation was not up to mark, so we have someone working on it. And 20,000 copies have been printed for free distribution in Pakistan. But you can get the book from my website, you can download it free of charge. All my books are download. You can download free of charge. It is only if you recite the Quran the way Allah recited it, only then this Quran can protect you in this age of biological warfare. That was my lecture last night, yeah. Mm-hmm. So is that?
You can ask one question on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
We do the same thing. So Quran is recited every one juice every night. Is that the way or do we recite ourselves?
If the police ever come when your Salat to Tarawih is being performed in Pakistan, the Imam will get a speeding ticket. That's right. The Salat al-Tarawih is a Salat in which you go to cry. To cry. Because you choose someone to recite the Quran in such a beautiful way that it touches your heart. And you can't help crying. That is Salat al-Tarawih. Okay? So he's not going to be speeding down the road at 95 miles an hour. But these sheep and these cattle that we have today, my language is harsh, and they deserve this harsh language. And on Judgment Day, we know who is right and who is wrong. Oh, yes. They speed at 95 miles an hour. Nobody is understanding what they're reciting. Even the Hafiz of the Quran, he's just mechanically listening. Nothing is sinking in. No one is crying. And it happens year after year after year after year. This is mechanical Islam. Yes. So I don't go to the Tarawih at all. Better stay home. When you have Salat al-Tarawih and you choose someone who has been blessed by Allah with a beautiful voice and he recites the Quran beautifully, and you go and you can understand what he is reciting, you can't help crying. Yes, you can't help crying. That is what Salatul Taraweeh is for. This month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. It is only secondarily a month of fasting. It is primarily the month of the Quran.